But think of it that way, that being 30, you know what you want, or if you don't know what you want, at least you know that you don't know what you want yet. Hey Zesties, welcome to the Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. In this podcast, we talk about personal experiences, pop culture, and societal impact. So if this is what you are interested in, then please keep on listening. So Zesties, if you've been here for a while, you might have noticed that I have a change in my pronunciation or the way I talk is because I have aligners right now. I'm a bit too late, or I'm a bit late in the game of aligning my teeth, but unfortunately, it needs to happen now rather than later because of, you know, it might be too late to change them. And so if you might feel something off or hear something off, then that's because of the aligners. And the funny thing is, I started now a YouTube channel version of this podcast where I share short clips and videos of the episode. So if you would be interested in watching some short clips, then please head down to YouTube and subscribe. And the funny thing is that the timing is quite off, right, Zesties? Because I started a YouTube or video podcast, but then I have aligners on, but you know, that happens, life happens, so I just gotta roll with it. So anywho, enough about me. What is this episode all about? This episode is all about how being 30 feels like and the crises that is associated with it, our expectations about ourselves and the people around us, towards us, and some tips to navigate adulthood in your 30s. So now, Zesties, I'm not an expert, but think of me as your friend who feels the same way as you. So I gotcha. So Zesties, when I was a teenager, I thought that those people that were on their 20s were so old. Then when I reached 20, I thought that, oh, I'm still the same old teen self, or I still feel the same. And oh, perhaps maybe when I will be on my 30s that I will have my life together, I would be mature, and I know what I want by that age, basically. But when I reached my 30s, I felt like the same teen self that I was before. A little different, but the same to the core, if you know what I mean. Even so, as an Asian who lived with my parents all my life before I moved out abroad in my late 20s, I felt that my Caucasian counterparts were way more adult than I am. I do feel that they mature early because they move out of their homes quite early than us, especially those Asian cultures who really stay with their parents before getting married. With all of that said, Zesties, I feel that when we talk about our 30s, we talk about like being mature, and being mature has some of its perks, if you know what I mean, the crises behind it, and particularly I'd say midlife crisis. But then you would ask me, Glee, we are not in our midlife yet, we are not in our 40s, we are not on our 50s yet, why do you think that people in their 30s would have midlife crisis? So Zesties, hear me out. It was back in the 1960s society that they started defining the term midlife crisis. At that point, they named it midlife because people who were on their 40s or 50s have developed symptoms that describe like a crisis or a crossroad, or somewhat out of character too. It was around this age that significant changes in their life, their health, environmental changes such as children leaving their nest, changes in relationships, shift in preferences or sexual preferences, job changes, all happening at the same time, causing confusion. The midlife crisis is characterized by desiring a stronger sense of purpose in life. Maybe that's why Bill Gates, you know, have his foundation after all that wealth. Entering a period of transition and change, other people might change gender. Feeling like you aren't your usual self or you aren't yourself anymore. Again, being out of character, restlessness in different facets of life, work, relationships, and with others and yourself. So in some cases, there can also be symptoms of depression. So it is important to think about the triggers of these feelings and the distinguish between depression and midlife crisis. And midlife crisis, based on my research, links on the episode notes down below, are mostly triggered by life changes that lead to a shaky sense of identity. What leads to midlife crisis at your 30s? But why do they call it midlife crisis when I'm still in my 30s, right? So, okay guys, so you could call it whatever you want. Basically, it's a crisis. But there is a defining set of experiences to differentiate midlife crisis on its own versus other type of crisis like quarter life crisis. So in our 30s, people seem to not be expecting midlife crisis because, you know, technically we are not in our midlife yet, especially with the ever-growing lifespan of the human race. So it's really not expected to have this type of midlife crisis when we are on our 30s. It has been a long time since the discovery of midlife crisis in the 1960s, and back then it might have been less developed, and there have always been ways or newer developments in research to human psychology, health, and whatnot, so the old models might need a little tweaking. In fact, research shows that adult brain keep growing, changing, unless when you're 35 and you just listen to the songs during your teenage years. But the point is, yes, growing old doesn't mean we stop growing, apart from the height, but you know what I mean. So psychiatrist Jean Cohen, who wrote the Mature Mind, The Power of the Aging Mind book, has described the common phases of adult psychological development. The first of these phases is the midlife reevaluation. Essentially, us reevaluating our choices until we think it's too late. No, not, there's actually nothing too late. Essentially, us reevaluating our choices. Sometimes when we think that it's too late, which never is actually, that's when we feel disheartened, we feel unmotivated, we feel stuck. But I feel that, Zesties, there's really nothing too late, but it's just gonna be harder to start again, if you know what I mean. But if you're determined to start again, if you feel like you're stuck in a rut, there's always hope. As long as we are alive, there's always hope. So of course, all of these things like the hopelessness, the reevaluation, having to restart again, it causes sadness, depression, perhaps. Because when you enter your 30s, you seem to feel different, right? Maybe it's because of the big 3-0 or the fact that you would no longer see your age on the calendar sometime soon. Or your expectation of yourself, of society's expectation of yourself, it's all mushed up, right? And people I know personally have reported almost the same kind of things, expectations. To be, you know, you need to be at this level when you will be on your 30s. And then you strive for it, and sometimes it just doesn't happen yet. We seem to expect a lot from ourselves, that we should be already married, have kids, have a house, live separately from our parents if you're Asian, or have a stable and fulfilling job. It all goes on and on. Or we might also be entering a new phase in our lives, like getting married, realizing our gender identity. But most Gen Zs nowadays realize this early on, so good on ya. Moving to a different country, having kids, basically a shift in our trajectory. These aligners are really, really hard. Anyway, a shift in our trajectory, a shift in our life decisions, our direction, and, you know, people that we know as well. So there are different sides to this, and we will tackle that later on. We might experience this crisis when something's happening to our lives. So the difference between a midlife crisis and a quarter life crisis is mainly the aspect of it. The quarter life crisis, based on my research, is more on looking outwards rather than inwards. So people say that quarter life crisis happens when in your 20s, but again, it depends on the age because it's more on what you felt at that time. So quarter life crisis would mean or would have some symptoms of comparing your relationships to others, particularly love relationships and friendships, feeling that you're stuck in a rut, feeling the sense of disillusionment with the world, and the stresses of adulthood with uncertainty and anxiety towards those kinds of aspects. So again, this has some sort of similarity with midlife crisis, but the main difference from what I know and from my research is that quarter life crisis is mainly something that you look outwards rather than inwards. Most of these feelings of outward looking feelings could toy with our self-esteem, could toy with our sense of identity. So like comparing yourself to others, you're looking more on what the society thinks of you rather than inward. So that's the difference between the quarter life and the midlife crisis. And I guess that's why they call it quarter life. And mainly they say that it happens during your late 20s or early 20s is because at that time, you're still establishing your sense of identity. You're still establishing your opinions about the world. What should you be doing? And that's why it usually happens around that age. But you could have quarter life crisis when you are on your mid-30s as well. And how do you recognize that you have a midlife crisis? So it doesn't depend on the age right now, but mainly it's the feeling that you get and the experience that you get. So you feel that you're in midlife crisis when things don't feel right and you don't know why, and when there is a big change in your life and then you're still adjusting it. So I think most people report that it's a mix match with, you know, when you're having a child or birthing a child, that you might have postpartum depression and then the midlife crisis kicks in as well. There could be things like you feel that even though nothing is wrong, but you feel that life is unfulfilled. Nothing excites you. Everything is a bore and a chore. And you feel like you're just on autopilot. It feels like your commitments are trapping you. Self-care doesn't feel like you're caring to yourself anymore. You're suddenly making impulsive decisions to quit a job or move somewhere. There's a preoccupation with your appearance, and we see this in a lot of celebrities who could be in that category of having a midlife crisis. And you find yourself interested in personal growth and self-improvement. You're seeking more purpose. So that is more like an inward type of experience and realization. So that's why Zesties, I don't think that midlife will only happen in your 40s and 50s. And because that was the research back then in the 1960s, that's why they just call it midlife. So how does it feel being 30? And people always associate being 30 as the age where you know what you want. You are a go-getter. You have your life put together, as what I initially thought of as well when I was younger. But being 30, sometimes you still don't know what you want. Sometimes you still aren't there yet. Sometimes you haven't found the one yet. Sometimes you might feel like you're stuck in a rut. And that's okay. We put a lot of pressures on ourselves. We put a lot of pressure on being an adult. Sometimes I feel, and this is just me maybe, that we need to take a break, right, of being an adult. We need to have fun as well. Like, You don't need to be serious all the time just because you need to be an adult, if you know what I mean. So being 30, I feel that although you might have reached that point in your life, a lot of experiences in life, it's okay that you haven't reached your goal yet. A lot of people, especially on the internet, on, you know, social media, a lot of people are emphasizing too much on, you know, being wealthy in your 30s, top 10 people who became a millionaire before their 30s, something like that. And that puts a lot of pressure on the 30-year-olds, people like you and me. I guess what I'm saying is for you and I to maybe step back, scale back a little bit, because sometimes the media doesn't really show the usual, right? It just usually shows the outliers, like the people who got rich when they were 30s, and not everyone is gonna be a millionaire in their 30s. We would need to acknowledge that. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't be ambitious when we will be in our 30s. You can be as ambitious as you want, right? You can be as ambitious as when you are already 5 years old. But just know that there's no finish line, I'd say. There's no like minimum age to get there. And I think it's always romanticized everywhere else that, you know, these people got rich when they were young, like, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and whatnot. So, but look at the creator or founder of Alibaba, right? He founded Alibaba when he was in his 40s or something. So there's no age requirement in success, Zesty. So my fellow 30 year olds, just, you know, be kind to yourself, I guess. Be kind to yourself, be more tolerant of yourself, acknowledge your small wins, acknowledge that you are thriving, acknowledge that you are having a hard time. I guess even that's the step, right? The acknowledgement of where you are right now and where you want to be. So, and most of the time we feel that we aren't in the place where we were supposed to be because we tend to compare ourselves to other people in our same age range. That's what I notice in a lot of people that, and sometimes I have some points in my life that I was there as well, but I guess we just always need to scale back and ponder, right? There would be moments like that, and because we are human, we are not like robots, and we are ever changing. Our emotions sometimes get the best of us, but our emotions are also the ones that are fueling us to success, I'd say. So yeah, being 30, I think it's one of the best times to be alive, I'd say, because being 30, you are in a position that you don't, in a way, you know what you want, and you don't really give an F anymore. Sometimes, I mean, there are times, and I'd say this being in my mid-30s, there are times that I give a lot of attention to unimportant things. But if I compared myself now and back then, I was like, why was I thinking of that such a simple thing that didn't even matter in a year or 10 years, that didn't even matter in 10 years or even a year or a month or something like that. So I think being 30 is actually it's actually fun. And people sometimes associate being 30 as being like, you know, adulthood, being serious. But think of it that way, that being 30, you know what you want. Or if you don't know what you want, at least you know that you don't know what you want yet, if you know what I mean. So It's more of the self-awareness. Maybe that's the term. I think being 30, you are much more self-aware of what's happening, what you need. So let's say if you need therapy, then there are ways to access that right now. You know how to pick your friends and the people that would stay in your life, I'd say. So being 30 feels great, I'd say. What do you think, Zesties? What is your best memory of being 30? And please let us know in the comments. And so yes, don't put too much pressure on yourself just because others who were in their 30s are already wealthy. But I do acknowledge that it is a big pressure, right? It is a big pressure. Like even for myself, I do have that sense of pressure, but that's just the way I am most of the time, that I put pressure on myself. But the thing is, too much isn't a good thing. So go after what you want, or if you don't know what you want yet, find it. And this is the best age to find it, actually. If you don't think that it's working out where the country you are living in, go out of that country. I know some people might not have the resources, and maybe some people might not have the choice. Like I know some people who is the breadwinner of the family, who has this responsibility to take care of their siblings or to take care of their sibling's daughter. I know that there are some people like that, but what I would wanted to say maybe to my fellow 30-year-olds is also sometimes you need to think for yourself. It's like in an airplane, right? Like when the oxygen mask comes off, you would need to put your oxygen mask on before putting it on other people. And I guess that's the main piece of advice I'd say that to my fellow 30-year-olds, to be a little bit selfish in a way, or not really selfish, but maybe self-caring, or maybe caring to yourself more, if you know what I mean. So yeah, Zesties, this episode it's a bit more of a chit-chat and some of my life realizations being 30, because I've been having some thoughts recently, a lot of, you know, choices to ponder on. And that's why this has inspired me to do this type of episode. And once again, I would like to invite you to my new YouTube channel. I would be posting more YouTube shorts there and some of the clips on this episode. So I hope you would try and check it out. And yeah, so Zesties, what other episodes or type of topics you would like me to cover in the future? Please do let me know in the comment sections below, and I'll see you next week.